Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of January 2nd. Steve Suman prepared this report. Well, happy new year to everybody. It looks like we're going to gain some snow this week. Daytime temperatures will be staying below freezing, and there's a possible 5 inches or so of snow forecast for midweek. Our nighttime lows in the teens and single digits even should help with the lake ice as well. Greg up at Happy Hooker says, ice conditions appear good on most of the quiet lakes, and we're consistently hearing about 8 to 10 inches of ice. The Sawyer County Snowmobile and ATV Alliance has some good Facebook posts on lake conditions and staked trails. As always, use caution and common sense when you're riding unknown conditions on any lake. Good advice, Greg. Snowmobiles must have a current registration and display a valid snowmobile trail pass to operate on public snowmobile trails. You can renew your registration and order trail passes online at the DNR's website, or you can purchase trail passes from sales agents around town. Members of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs can purchase their trail passes at a discounted rate directly from awsc.org. And you don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to be a member of AWSC. The Hayward Lakes Snowmobile Trail Report says trails are open in Sawyer County, but you ride at your own risk. Please do so with caution. Crews have not completely cleared or groomed all trails. Some remain closed while work continues. Please throw any branches or debris off the trails rather than running over them to freeze them into the base and make them more of a hazard for riders and groomers. Not all the lakes are safe to be staked yet, so please stay off of lakes that are not staked. And on staked lakes, stay on the marked trail. Trails are rough, so ride slowly with caution, and please be courteous to anglers. This isn't ideal riding, but hey, it's a start. Be sure to check the Sawyer County Snowmobile and ATV Alliance Facebook page for additional updates. You can also find trail conditions and maps at haywardlakes.com. Let's get to the fishing report. Ice conditions are slowly improving. Thickness reports range from 2 to 10 inches in the area. Quality and thickness of the ice varies considerably from lake to lake and even from spot to spot on each lake. So use extreme caution. Foot travel remains the best choice. Check with your favorite bait shop staff for reports before you set out. Well, the walleye fishing's good and it's improving. The fish move to deep weeds and flats with structure, and the best bite is just before sunset into dark when fish are moving shallow to feed. Walleye suckers and medium shiners on tip-ups and dead sticks and jigging spoons are working well. The northern pike fishing is good to very good. Fish are in 3 to 22 feet and moving between those depths. Concentrate on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed edges, wood, rock, and structure. Large northern suckers and shiners on tip-ups with bait just a couple feet off the bottom will do the job. Crappie fishing is good to very good when you find them. Use electronics. Look in lake basins, checking the ice thickness closely and carefully, and on points in 12 to 22 feet of depth. Go prepared to be drilling many holes and be mobile. Crappie minnows, minnow heads, waxy spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small tungsten jigs are working well. Bluegill fishing is very good to excellent, and perch fishing is good. The bluegills are around shallow weeds, weed beds, wood, and cribs, or in deep water with the crappies. Look for perch around deeper weeds and flats. Waxy spikes, plastics, and small minnows on small jigs and teardrops worked slowly are producing for both species. Perch are also hitting small jigging spoons with minnow heads. All right, let's look at a few dates. We got a full moon coming up on the 6th. The 7th is the opener for early catch and release trout season. The 7th is also the date for the Pat's Landing Tipper Tourney. It runs from 8 to 4:30 on the flowage. The entry fee is $20. And if you want to know more, give Pat's Landing a call. The number is 715-945-2511. On January 8th, these seasons close. Archery and crossbow deer, Hungarian partridge, ruffed grouse zone A, and fisher hunting and trapping. On the 18th, crow season opens. January 21st and 22nd is the DNR's free fishing weekend. January 21st is also the date of the Northland Area Builders Association ice fishing contest. You can find out more by calling them at 715-296-7881. And January 21st is also the date for Elk Country ATV Club's ice fishing contest. That's on Upper Clam Lake from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 21st. And you can call them at 715-681-0866. Well, Berkey's coming up end of February, 22nd through the 26th, a week-long Berkey activities. If you haven't started getting in shape, you better. You can find out more by going to berkey.com or calling them at 715-634-5025. Anything else you want to know about events and deadlines? Check the online calendar at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. You can call us down at the office. The numbers are 715-634-8662 for the chamber, and 715-634-4801 will get you Hayward Lakes. Well, I'm going to head up to the cabin this weekend. I'm going to get one last grouse hunt in before the season closes, and that'll be a great way to celebrate my birthday. Nothing's more exciting than watching a grouse explode out of a snowbank right under your snowshoe. Hey, you guys have a good week, and I'll talk to you in a week.